The time was... I'm not actually sure what time it was, but it was kind of late in the day. And we're still in London. An old, rusty Hillman Spitfire roadster was parked on News Corp Hamptonshire Street, across from Midclay Barkland Gordon Banks. All right, that's plenty. There won't be any more of those long English names in this chapter. Charlie Crunch was sitting behind the wheel, and Nilly, aka Shirl, was next to him.
"Thanks for letting me borrow your gun," Nilly said.
"It's just a water pistol," Charlie said.
"What do you need it for, though? You're just going to deposit the money."
"Old habits, you know," Nilly said, peering down into the bag with the Monopoly money. "We robbers feel naked in a bank without a gun." Nilly took a deep breath and tried not to think about hungry birds or blood knuckles. Then he pulled on his Maximus Rublev mask, opened the car door and jumped out. He looked around and ran across the rain-wet street. He checked his reflection in the glass door before entering the small, almost empty bank.
"How can I help you, sir?"
the lady behind the counter asked when Nilly walked up and stood on his tiptoes in front of her to be seen.
"Oh, nothing much," Nilly said, pulling the water pistol out of his belt and putting it on the counter as he pushed a note through the glass window.
It had taken him a long time to decide what it should say, and it occurred to him now that maybe he could have spent a bit more time on it. What it said was,
"This is a deposit. Accept this money, open an account and give me a real receipt for 150,000 monopolies. Yes, I know this currency doesn't actually exist, but just do as I say, otherwise I will shoot this gun, which you must not think is a toy. Read the rest of this note only if you are far-sighted. Thank you." Since you are still reading, that means you are far-sighted, and maybe you saw that it says "Made in Taiwan" on the gun. But you must know they make real guns in Taiwan too, and this is not a toy gun. Cross my heart. Or cross my legs, anyway. Have a nice day. She took a long time reading the note. Then she read it again. Then she shook her head and started typing on her keyboard. Nilly looked around nervously and tried to smile casually at the surveillance camera on the ceiling and the guard who was standing over in the corner, half asleep. "Here you go, sir,"
the woman said, handing him a receipt. "And thank you for your business."